Rain dripped in Evans's eyes as he spun the wrench, tightening the lug nuts on the front wheel of the SUV. The spare tire was now securely in place. He wiped his eyes, and then briefly tightened each lug nut in turn, just to be sure. It was a rough road going back to the main highway, and now, with this rain, it would be muddy. He didn't want the wheel coming loose. Sarah was waiting for him in the passenger seat. He had half-dragged, half-carried her back to the vehicle. She was still dazed, out of it, so he was surprised to hear her shouting something over the sound of the rain. Evans looked up. He saw headlights in the distance, on the far side of the clearing. He squinted. It was the blue pickup truck.
"Peter!"
He dropped the lug wrench and ran for the driver's side. Sarah had already started the engine. He got behind the wheel and put the SUV in gear. The blue truck was gaining on them, coming across the clearing.
"Let's go,"
Sarah said. Evans stepped on the gas, turned, and drove into the forest, heading back the way they had come. Behind them, the burning building had been put out by the rain. It was now a smoldering wreck, hissing clouds of steam. The blue pickup drove past the building without a pause, and came down the road after them. Kenner turned and came back toward the 18-wheeler. The men were standing there, holding the firing box. One had a pistol out and began firing at Kenner. Kenner accelerated hard, driving straight at them. He hit the man with the pistol. His body was thrown into the air, over the top of the SUV. The second man had somehow gotten away. Kenner spun the wheel. As he came back, he saw the man he had hit staggering to his feet in the grass. The other man was nowhere to be seen. The staggering man raised his gun just as Kenner hit him again. He went down, and the SUV bounced over his body. Kenner was looking for the other man, the man with the firing box. He didn't see him anywhere. He spun the wheel. There was only one place the man could have gone. Kenner drove straight for the truck. Sunjung was waiting in the grass when he heard the sound of a truck engine. His view was blocked by his own crashed SUV. The truck was behind the SUV. He heard someone put it into gear, backing up. Sunjung got to his feet and began to run. A bullet whined past him. He dropped to the ground again. They had left someone in the house. He stayed low in the grass and crawled forward, heading for the truck. Bullets snapped in the grass all around him. Somehow they had his position, even in the grass. That meant... He twisted, turning to face the house. He wiped the rain out of his eyes and looked through the sights of his rifle. The guy was on the roof of the cabin, barely visible, except when he rose up to fire. Sunjung fired just below the roofline. He knew the bullet would pass right through the wood. He didn't see the man again, but the man's rifle slid down the roof as Sunjung watched. He got to his feet and ran toward the truck, but it was already driving away, heading out from the clearing, a pair of red taillights in the rain, disappearing onto the main road. Kenner was out of his SUV and on the ground. He could see the last guy, a silhouette under the big 18-wheeler.
"Don't shoot me! Don't shoot me!"
the guy was yelling.
"Come out slowly with your hands empty," Kenner shouted. "I want to see your hands."
"Just don't shoot!"
"Come out, real slow, and..."
A sudden burst of machine gun fire. The wet grass around him snapped. Kenner pressed his face into the wet earth and waited.